Well, hello there, Bumper Podcast. It's me, whatever my name is, and this is the whatever this thing is, and here we are all together doing this thing that we do all every so often. Not every week. I don't want to say it's every week. Do I sound tired? I feel like I sound tired. I feel like you can hear the tiredness in my voice. That's fine. It's true. This is my truth. This is me. Tired. Why? The kids, they don't sleep anymore. They're every single night. If one of them's not up, then it's who knows. But they're both up at different times. And there's nightmares that are happening, which is fun. Last night, we had a nightmare about I told the story of the boy who cries wolf. And we were trying to teach him a little lesson about not lying, not making everything about yourself, a little life lesson. Little moral of the story is, the moral of the story is that your child is going to wake up in the middle of the night and think that there's a wolf in the house coming to get them. And so then you're awake in the middle of the night with your kids and you can't go back to sleep because what if there's a wolf in your house, you know? You never know. Did I lock the wolf door? I don't remember. Did I leave a wolf key by the mat? Maybe they found it and came in. I don't know. It's scary. It's scarifying. Scarifying is scared and terrifying. Scary and terrifying. Scarifying, I guess. I don't know. How are you? Why don't you do some talking today? I think that makes a little bit more sense. I don't know if I have it. I don't know if I have enough gas in my tank to get us through this episode. So what I'm asking is for you to take the wheel, just take over, do whatever you know, contribute. What? Pig? He's asleep. Rufus T. Rufus? He moved into a motel down the street. What I'm telling you, everyone is suffering because of this lack of sleep. All right, everyone. Even the kids have little bags under their eyes, little circles. Why am I so tired? Because you don't sleep at night. Yes, I do, but you don't. Remember? No. And that's the thing. I think that they're still kind of asleep when they're awake, which blows my mind. Because they're definitely awake. They're yelling, "Daddy! Daddy! 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 Daddy!" Or even better, "Mommy! Mommy!" And then I go into the room. "I didn't ask for you. I asked for Mommy." Like that. You know how that makes you feel at 3 in the morning when you've been woken up by these children? And then they kick you out of their room. It does not feel good. It does not feel like a happy moment in your life. There's veins. Did you know that you have veins in your forehead? I don't know if they're veins. I don't know what they are necessarily. But they'll start to throb. Boom, 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 boom. Like that. And you're just like, "Well, Mommy's not here!" And you turn into a hair metal band, like the lead singer. You're just like, "Mommy's not here!" I start yelling, which then wakes everybody up, which is good. Because if I'm going to suffer, no, that's not how I feel. Man, I feel a little bit better now. I feel like I got that off my chest. I feel like we're kicking into second gear, maybe, which is good. Let me tell you, Bumper Podcast, about my week last week. I made banana nut muffins. What? Yes. I saw the bananas. They were blackened and old in the banana bowl, whatever, wherever the bananas hide out, the fruit bowl. And I was like, I'm going to make some banana muffins. And then I looked, and we had all the ingredients. And so, you know what I did? I made them. And one of the kids even helped. He was helping me dump stuff into the mixer. But then he got bored and he went upstairs. But they turned out amazing. And some of them have nuts in them. And then some of them don't have nuts in them because you can't take nuts to school. And so you have to remember, oh, the bunny muffin covers do not have mutts. Mutts. Nuts. Oh, I see. I was trying to put on a brave front there and act like I was awake. This weekend, I'm doing a show. I'm doing a kids show. A kids show. It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the city, and I'm actually it's gonna be me and the boys are gonna go to. It's at a comedy club called the Creek and Cave, which is such a nice club. I don't want to turn this into a commercial, but I really love the Creek and Cave. It's something about it. I walked in and I was just like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to do jokes. This makes sense for me to do jokes. This place works in my brain. Now if I can progress past just doing the kids show at 1 o'clock on Saturdays, then we'll have something in our pocket. Anyway, so this kids show, I did it a couple of months ago. And I just did my little set. And then I came home. And then like the next day, the guy, he's a really nice guy named Paul, he was like, hey, do I do it again? And I was like, yes. Yes. And he's like, cool. I'm going to have you close the show. I'm going to give you extra time. You did a great job. And I was like, all right. Look at that. So then I went. Didn't end up closing the show, which is fine. But had a great time. So now we're 2 for 2. And on that show, it was the week before Christmas. And it was snowy. And 7 people came. So it was a little depressing. The first time it was like sold out, which is fun. Now, he reaches out to me and he was just like, hey, want to do the show again? Yes. Well, do you want to host it? Because I'm not going to be around. And I was just like, you want me to run the show? I can run the show. I run shows. So, as it happens, the wife is going to be out of town. And so I was just like, well, this is perfect. I'm taking me. I'm taking the boys. We're going into the big city and we're going to do a show. And here's how it works, is in between each comedian, the kids in the audience are actually able to, there's joke books that they've brought, and they're able to tell their own jokes. Like, they get to come on stage and do a couple of jokes. So it's, and then everyone's like, ah, these kids are funny. And so I've been telling Emerson and Ollie, I've been like, guys, we're gonna go do the jokes. And they're just like, Emerson's like, nope. And Ollie's like, yeah. And then he's just like, tell me about the chicken. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, he crossed the road. And I'm like, that's close. You're really close. You're really close to having a joke there. And I love it. Emerson told me that he gets stage fright. And I was just like, you're 7. How do you know about stage fright? And he's like, remember my winter concert? And I was like, yeah, it was great. And he was like, no, it wasn't. Everyone was there. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of the point of the winter concert. You go on stage and you sing songs. You did a great job. You did a great job. So it'll be interesting. The only real hiccup, the hard part, is there's a big march in the city this weekend. So I got to make sure to avoid that. And we have to be there at 11:30, and the show starts at 1. So it's going to be kind of a long day. I'm going to go with iPads. I'm going to have a bag of snacks. There is a Mexican restaurant attached to the club. Hello, nurse. So we will be having Mexican food, and probably going to have to bribe them with something afterwards. If you do this for me, then I will do that for you. Type of thing. If this, then that. But I think, and I'm hosting, so I got to go up in between each comic, so I got to sit them right up front so that I don't lose them, because if I lose the kids in the city, I'm in big trouble. Oh, I am in Dutch. Oh, I am doomed. But I think they'll be fine. And hopefully they'll actually come up on stage with me and tell the jokes. So, I don't know if you saw that, but the roller coaster just went back downhill. Back towards exhaustion. Back towards Sleepy Town. And here's the thing. I get to go to the office now, where I will shut the door. I have the heat cranked up all the way to high. And then I play a game called Don't Fall Asleep. Don't Fall Asleep. Don't Fall... It's... And then you know what happens? I fall asleep. And then I go to the gym and I work out even though I'm super tired. So there's a lot going on is what I'm saying. And then I'm going to come home tonight. And you know what my big plan is? I'm going to go to bed by 6:30. I'm going to be in bed, hopefully asleep, by 6:47. So that's a big night for me. Fingers are crossed. I think it's going to go well. I think it's going to go pretty exciting. I miss you guys. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you hung out. I'm sorry there's no characters today. But if I could be sleeping right now, I would. But I can't. I got work to do. I got things to do. I got stuff to do. I got what got work to do. I got things to do. I got stuff to do. I got what. Come on, y'all. Let's come on, y'all. Let's all go to sleep, y'all. Let's take a little nap. Let's go to bed. Let's go to sleep, y'all. Work to do. I got stuff to do. I got things to do. I got what.
You know, thank you. Work to do. I got stuff.